This is an iHeart podcast.
Whatever team Fia is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
Coronavirus, communism. I mean, it's here. Wait till I show you this tonight. Plus, we got Marjorie Taylor Greene going to talk to us about the January 6th political prisoners. We have a great show for you tonight on I'm Right. Let's pause for a second before we get into what's happening today. You know that story, the made-up story, but it's true, about the slow frog boil. I'm sure you've probably used it, or at least you've heard it, but you know what that is, right? The story behind it is, and I'm sure some poor frog has had to endure this at some point in time, but the story behind it is if you boil some water, and you've got the water boiling there, and if you take a frog and drop him in the water, the frog's just going to jump right out of the water. Whoa, it's too hot, it's boiling. But you can drop him in just room temperature water and then turn on the burner, and that water will slowly, slowly, slowly heat up, and eventually it'll be boiling, and he'll never jump out. He'll just swim and swim and swim until he's cooked and dead in there. And it's been used as a metaphor a lot for how people accept tyranny, for how tyranny slowly creeps into a society. And I want you to understand something. As we talk about what's happening right now in America, and I'll get to that in a couple minutes, I want you to understand, this is the history of the world. The history of the world is things just like this. And I don't compare things to the Holocaust, all right? So I'm not going to go there. But I do think it is important for people to understand how things like the Holocaust took place. I mean, how did we get to that place? Understand something. If you ever talk to any Jews who went through it, there's not many of them left alive, but there are some great YouTube videos out there if you're interested in it. Go look at some online videos. Almost all of them will tell you the same thing. It happened slow. You see, you, me, we don't know that. We weren't there. Well, we think one day Hitler took over and the next day, boom, Auschwitz takes off. They're killing Jews. That's not how it happened. They'll tell you that's why there was no major pushback, because it happened slow. No, not death camps. What? No, no, just come on down. Let's get you registered. We didn't know. We just need to know who the Jews are. Oh, okay, we got you registered. Good, good, good. I'm glad you did that. You know what? Registration, probably not quite enough. Do me a favor. Just wear this on your arm. No, 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 nothing violent, nothing violent. Just wear this on your arm so we know who you are. Ooh, you know, your business, I think it's important we know, we have to know which businesses are owned by Jews, right? Let's make sure we get a sign on there. Again, slow, slow, slow. That's how it happens. And it is amazing watching it happen in real time. You're probably a get it person. Watching it happen in real time and not watching people wake up to what is happening right now in the United States of America. Again, no, I'm not saying we're going through a Holocaust. I wouldn't disrespect the Holocaust that way. But watching people slowly but surely give away their rights until now we're at the place where we have, I'm sorry, I'm just going to call it human rights violations happening in the United States of America today. If you rewind last year to your mentality, wherever you were when it comes to coronavirus, wherever you are now, but people were dropping dead in China. We saw some Chinese propaganda videos out there. And it got to our shores and people started to panic around here. Oh, we're all going to die. And immediately, it was 15 days to slow the spread, right? Hey, nothing drastic. Just go home for 15 days. We're just going to make sure the hospitals don't get overwhelmed. Remember that? Do you want to know where we are now? That wasn't that long ago. That was last year. That was 2020. You want to know where we are now? Here's a little video of people getting marched out of Applebee's in handcuffs for the crime of ordering food while being unvaccinated.
I want to eat.
This is unfair.
Like a free American that I am. And you guys are busting me. I'm going
to
That's not in North Korea. It's not in China. It's not in Afghanistan. In the United States of America, we're placing handcuffs on people and marching them off to jail because they choose not to be vaccinated? That's taking place not only in the United States of America, that's taking place in the most important city in the United States of America, New York City. If I'd told you that was going to happen 2 years ago, you know what you'd have done? You'd have grabbed the remote, you'd have turned off the show and said, oh, he's ridiculous. This guy's so over the top. It's not a chance. You would have. Honestly, I wouldn't have blamed you. But here we are. Now, let me ask you an uncomfortable question as we go into the rest of this here. Where are we going from here? Remember, they're not stopping. They're not slowing down. We don't have all the people who've been pushing coronavirus out there saying, you know, I think we should back off now. It's probably time to back up. They're not doing that. It's full speed ahead. In California, medics refused to enter a care center to help a man who was in the middle of cardiac arrest due to COVID-19 laws. We have medics standing outside of a care center watching a man die because they don't want to violate the COVID-19 rules? What's happened to us? How are we accepting this? Where do you buy groceries? You shop at Kroger? I'll tell you what, up to a couple days ago, I did. Got a Kroger 15 minutes from my house. Shop there all the time. I'll never be back. I'll never be back in Kroger. I'll never be back in any of the subsidiaries of Kroger. Why? They just announced publicly, not even privately, they announced this publicly as if they're proud of it. They're no longer offering paid leave to unvaccinated employees. That's happening right now in the United States of America. And I'll be honest with you, this is our fault. This is our fault, probably not yours personally, but this is our fault collectively as a nation because not enough people have shown enough courage early on to stand up to this madness. I know you've heard the stories. Oh, so-and-so opened up his shop when he wasn't allowed to. They came down and arrested him and chained up his restaurant. Yeah, because he was alone. If everyone opened up their shop, he'd have been fine. So that's why I applaud guys like Mark Loeblener. He is a friend of mine. He has a product, by the way, called the Outright Bar. It is an outstanding protein bar. Mark is one of those bodybuilder types. He competes in bodybuilder competitions. So if you're in the market for a great protein bar, I would actually recommend the Outright Bar. But he actually sent a message to Kroger. He does millions of dollars of business with Kroger. He just sent a message to Kroger saying he's out. He's no longer there. We need a nation of collective courage, just like my friend Mark. And by the way, Mark will be on the show next week to talk about what he did and why he did it. This is taking place right now in the United States of America. Google firing all of its unvaccinated employees in January, right after Christmas time, gone. Now, how crazy is it getting? Let's talk about it. Big tech is now threatening to ban you if you say unvaccinated people can spread, or vaccinated people can spread coronavirus. If you say vaccinated people can spread coronavirus, you will be banned off social media. Except vaccinated people can spread coronavirus. This is known. Everyone knows that. Everyone has known that. Even the liars have had to admit that. Vaccinated people can spread coronavirus. We have outbreak after outbreak after outbreak to this day in places where 80, 90% of the population are vaccinated. We know vaccinated people can spread it. That's a fact. But remember, you have to say the sky is green or you'll be banned off social media. Dr. Peter McCullough has been on the forefront of calling out COVID lies from the beginning. He went on Joe Rogan and he had this to say.
This is published from the ATACCC study investigator group in The Lancet. And this paper just landed in The Lancet. Oh, I can't believe you got it. That's sure terrific. Is. And you know what the storyline here is? 39% of this very careful case contact studies, and it's up on, Joe, it's on my call it here on my slides. 39% of transmission occurred from fully vaccinated to fully vaccinated individuals.
Those are medical facts. But we're in a factless age now. We're in the age of untruth. Our own CDC, I mean, remember, our CDC is useless. Our own CDC director had to come out and say, vaccines don't prevent transmission.
Our vaccines are working exceptionally well. They continue to work well for Delta with regard to severe illness and death. They prevent it. But what they can't do anymore is prevent transmission.
Okay. We know this, right? And yet the President of the United States of America feels completely comfortable going on television and saying outright lies to the American people.
And so everybody talks about freedom and not to have a shot or have a test. Well, guess what? And so how about patriotism? How about making sure that you're vaccinated so you do not spread the disease to anybody else? What about that? What's the big deal?
That's a lie, a verifiable lie. So why the lie all of a sudden? Why the ban on big tech if you say this? Why is the president lying? Well, allow me to spoil it for you. The question that's never been able to be answered, and they know it was never able to be answered, the question was always, why do the vaccinated care about the unvaccinated? Why vaccine mandates if vaccinated people spread coronavirus? They could never answer that. So instead, they just decided to say the sky isn't blue anymore. The sky is actually green and outright lie about vaccinated people and their ability to spread it. I mean, to say nothing of the stupid masking. How many people do you see out there in your life still masking? Masking up their kids. Masks on planes. We had the American Airlines and Southwest Airlines CEOs testifying in front of the Senate yesterday, basically saying, this entire thing is pointless. And it always was pointless. And yet people are doing this still to this day. And don't forget Omicron, right? Omicron, oh my gosh, we're all gonna die, even though we've played for you before the South African doctor that went on TV the day she discovered it and said, it's really mild, it's just like a mild cold. But hey, if you're Dr. Fauci, I want you to remember, coronavirus has been good to you. Coronavirus is the greatest thing that ever happened to Dr. Fauci. You never knew his name until that thing hit our shores. Now he's on the cover of Vanity Fair. Here he is, selling more panic on television.
Our booster vaccine regimens work against Omicron. At this point, there is no need for a variant-specific booster. And so the message remains clear. If you are unvaccinated, get vaccinated, and particularly in the arena of Omicron, if you are fully vaccinated, get your booster shot.
Except Omicron has been found mostly in vaccinated people and vaccinated people with boosters. Why can nobody give us facts anymore? I'm starting to think something is nefarious, don't you? Oh, I think I have a good idea. I would like to play for you the NIH director, his name is Francis Collins. Do you want to see the seriousness of the people who lead us in this nation? The seriousness of the leaders of your cultural institutions? Here's Francis Collins.
Somewhere past the pandemic, we'll hug our friends and thank the people and science that brought the pandemic's end.
All right. All that may have made you uncomfortable, but I'm right. We have one of the few congressmen with guts, Marjorie Taylor Greene, joining us next. I'm looking forward to that. But first, let's talk about actual health things that matter, like health insurance. I know. Look, it sucks shopping for health insurance. You know, I've done so many different jobs in my life and moved around the country so much, so I've had to do this so much. And it's awful. So I'm going to make it easier for you. Whether you're an individual or a family, just go to OneShare Health. One, because it's a faith-based organization. The reason they have the reviews they have, the reason their customer service reviews are off the charts, is because they actually care about you. Faith-based insurance, it's everything you want. Vision, dental, 24/7 telehealth, whatever you want, it's all at OneShare Health. They have great options, whatever your insurance needs are, great prices, and right now they have something special going on. If you go to my.onesharehealth.com/Kelly and use the promo code Jesse Kelly, you actually get $75 off your enrollment fee. But that's awesome. The special part, in my opinion, is this. Go sign up now and 5% of your monthly goes to our veterans struggling with PTSD. We can't forget about them, can we? They're still out there struggling with mental scars that they may carry the rest of their lives. my.onesharehealth.com/Kelly, promo code Jesse Kelly. Sign up today. We'll be right back with Marjorie Taylor Greene. Joining me now, and this is my pleasure because sadly she's one of the only congresswomen with balls in Washington, D.C., which is ironic. Marjorie Taylor Greene, congresswoman from Georgia. Congresswoman, first, before we get into all the January 6th stuff and how Adam Schiff is a piece of crap and all the other stuff, I want to ask you this, because I get emails all the time from people to my shows, and they tell me, Jesse, I want to run for something, but I don't know about politics. I'm not smart enough. I've never run for office before. I'm too scared. You've been there. You've actually been a leader, which is what we need. Would you please elaborate on your political background before you got to Congress?
Zero. Zero political background. As a matter of fact, I'm a business owner. I own a commercial construction company. Wife and mom of three fantastic kids, had zero political interest most of my life, was not a member of the local GOP, just wasn't interested in politics because I really didn't like most people that I saw in politics. What I saw was a massive problem with most people that are elected. They don't serve the people, they don't protect our freedoms, they don't protect our Constitution, and they hardly ever do the right thing. Now that I'm a member of Congress, I trust our government even less than I trusted it before, because I'm constantly watching it fail the people even worse than I thought it was failing the people. And so anyone that wants to run for any position, whether it's local or a big federal position like Congress, you can do it. And here's the only thing you need. You just have to convince your voters that you will serve their interests, and you don't need big endorsements. You don't need to run up to Washington and ask everyone's permission. You can do that all by yourself simply by convincing your voters to elect you.
Amen. Hear that, everyone? Hear that? All right, now, I do want to play this video. Now we can get to the task at hand. I just thought it was important for everyone to know. The people we need are the ones who aren't career politicians. But you went off about the January 6th commission. I should have probably just led with this, but I want to play everyone this video of you on the House floor.
I rise in opposition to this resolution to hold Mark Meadows in contempt of Congress because it's being held by nothing but a kangaroo court. Congress's job is to make laws, not enforce them. That's the role of the executive and the judicial branch of this government. But somehow the communists here in charge have forgotten, or no, not forgotten, or purposely abusing the Constitution and what this body of Congress is supposed to do. You see, when we go to this level, to the point where we're forgetting and abusing what our power is, then the American people will trust us no more. And that is exactly what the January 6th committee is doing.
Amen. Congresswoman, what's the angle? I'm trying to figure, I understand they're trying to use January 6th to go after their political opponents, obviously, and we'll get to the political prisoners here in a couple minutes. But why the commission still? Why the Mark Meadows garbage? What is the angle? What are they trying to accomplish, really, with all this crap?
Well, I believe what they're trying to accomplish is they're trying to produce something for the media to put all over television so they can hurt the next election. It's also they can dirty up Republicans like me with lies and scandals. They want to convince the American people that January 6th was a planned so-called insurrection, when in fact there was just a small riot at the Capitol, and there was a lot more that happened there. It looks to be that the people there were incited that day by possibly bad actors, maybe federal agents, maybe some in the Capitol Police. That's the evidence that I've seen come out more and more through videos that people have on their private phones. I think there's a lot that should be found out about January 6th that this committee doesn't care about telling that story. They just want to tie us up in long legal battles so that we end up having to spend our campaign funds on attorney's fees, and so that we have to defend ourselves. It's also they can smear our characters and cover up what they really did. You see, Nancy Pelosi was supposed to have the National Guard there because it was requested. The National Guard was requested by President Trump and others. But Nancy Pelosi, who is the Speaker of the House, turned it down. She turned down the request for the National Guard, leaving the Capitol Police unprotected, leaving the Capitol unprotected, and leaving the people unprotected, so that something like this could happen in a very charged environment where you had people like Ray Epps, who seems to be some kind of Fed asset, telling people to go in and storm the Capitol. So you see, it's the Democrats are the ones I believe are guilty on January 6th. I believe they wanted something to happen so that they could completely smear President Trump and all of his supporters, because it's not the Trump supporters that are the ones that did riots for an entire year long and really were the ones attacking federal courthouses and even the White House during the summer when President Trump was still president. But it's the Democrats, it's their whole plan and their whole ploy to create a circus in Congress that is a kangaroo court. The media has a great big story to tell instead of rising inflation, terrible crime in our cities, wide open borders, the poor Americans that Joe Biden and General Milley and the rest of them abandoned in Afghanistan, the threats from Russia and China, who really is our biggest enemy, not climate change.
Congresswoman, this leads me to the next point of our political prisoners. People do not realize, a lot of people do not realize we have them here. And the media loves to point out Vladimir Putin locking up his political opponents and this country doing it and this country doing it and China doing it. We have political prisoners, as we speak, still rotting in horrendous conditions in a D.C. jail. There have been, by my count, about 5 congressmen who actually show up and give a crap about it. Where are the rest of them?
I don't know where the rest of them are, Jesse. It's very unfortunate. I think many of them are afraid to get involved. Here's how I see it. You know, I don't agree with the riot. It's not me defending what was done at the Capitol that day. I'm not involved in their cases. What I'm appalled at, the reason why I'm getting involved at such a high level, is because I don't believe America is a communist country, but we have a communist regime in charge right now, and they are using communist tactics against their political enemies. These people are being abused. Their human rights are violated. They're pre-trial. They haven't even been to court yet, and all of their due process rights are being violated. They're not being considered innocent until proven guilty. As a matter of fact, they're being punished on a nearly daily basis at the hands of Deputy Warden Kathleen Landerkin, who is a rabid Trump hater. She's a white woman, but she hates white men. She thinks that white men should be extinct. She has said horrible things all over her Twitter page, which is now deleted. You know, most companies and most government agencies have social media policies where their employees are not supposed to post things on social media on their own accounts, like Kathleen Landerkin, the deputy warden of the D.C. jail, has. But she's so bold and so strong and so hateful and so passionate and her radical beliefs that she had this stuff all over her Twitter, and it was so easy for me to find it. And when I did find it, it made total sense of why these January 6th defendants being held in a pretrial state complained about her specifically as being the main problem at the jail. And so I've sent a letter to Mayor Muriel Bowser today, along with many of my colleagues that signed on, and we're demanding that Kathleen Landerkin be fired from her job. I think something else should happen. I think the court, they need to look at this a little differently. They're wanting to hold these people and punish them, even though many of them are charged with misdemeanor charges. They're charged with, as this video shows, walking around in the Capitol. And these people are still being held. They should be released on bail to go home with their families until their court date. And we need to have a court system that is able to uphold justice and you know, go through this process where they can have their defense, the prosecutors can do their job, and then it should happen fairly. They deserve a fair trial. But Kathleen Landerkin is holding them, and I've heard terrible stories. I want you to know, Jesse, since I was there at the jail, I've heard that now they're being treated worse since I was there, since I put the report out, and since I've called for her to be fired.
God have mercy. Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene, please keep doing what you're doing. We got you back.
I will. Thanks so much, Jesse.
Yes, ma'am. Man, we could use a lot more like her, I'll tell you that much. All right. We have a panel coming next. I don't do many panels, but should Joe Biden be impeached? We're going to talk about that. But first, 'tis the season to examine your debt situation. You're never going to get any judgment from me. Believe me, I've had plenty of times in my life where I'm doing the math and, it's not good. I owe a lot more than I'm making. I know. But if you're buried in debt, the tempting thing to do, because I've done it before, is, well, I'll forget it. I'll never get out of it. There's no way I can pay this off. There's help out there. Total Financial Freedom will help you. If you owe $10,000 or more, make one phone call. I promise you this. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau for a reason. They're not going to embarrass you. You're not going to feel ashamed. You're not going to say anything to them, and they're going to say, ha, wow, you idiot. I can't believe it. There will never be anything like that. Make one phone call, all right? 877-332-8291. Tell them Jesse Kelly told you to call. They'll take care of you. 877-332-8291. We'll be back with a panel next. It's panel time, or debate time, or you know what? I probably should rethink that and come up with a decent name for it. Either way, I've got a couple people on the show, smart people. Joining me now is Dr. Gina Loudon. She is the national co-chair of Women for Trump. And John Phillips, of course, the host of the great John Phillips Show on KABC. Doctor, let's go to you first. The GOP, let's assume, it's probably not a big stretch, let's assume they take over the House of Representatives in 2022. Should they impeach Joe Biden?
Well, absolutely. There's no question. For so many reasons, on so many levels, honestly, I don't even know where to start. But just for the fact that many of the facts behind Hunter Biden's laptop and all the rest of it have never come out. They've never played in corporate media, as you know, Jesse. And so the process of having the impeachment trial, I think, would bring a lot of things to light that to date have been sort of behind a veil to the American people. So that would be the first reason. But secondly, really critically, because this has become a weapon of the left that they use against the people, the American people, for their duly elected officials. And that is just a very cheaty way to do government, making up the word cheaty, of course. But there has to be a line drawn. And unless we fight on their terms, you know, the bully on the playground rule, you got to fight back, you got to hit hard. That's exactly how that needs to be conducted.
I like that word cheaty. I think I'm going to steal that, Doctor, and use that for my own. John, what say you? Should they impeach him?
Okay, I'm going to take my political columnist and talk show host hat off for a second and put on my John Phillips degenerate gambler hat on. This is the dealer showing a six. When the dealer's showing a six, you don't do anything reckless. You don't split your tens. You don't double down on 12. You let the guy bust. The only person who should be hitting on a 16 in that case is the dealer and the Lincoln Project guys. When someone's committing suicide, don't commit homicide. This guy's poll numbers are in the tank, and Republicans are set to win big in the midterms. And looking forward to 2024, the Republicans are looking strong there against Joe Biden, too. Right now, the Democrats are in complete disarray. If we were to try to impeach him right now, you want to bring Joe Manchin and Kyrsten Sinema back into the Democratic tent? Give them an opportunity like this. Right now, I would say just let the guy flail, let the guy fail, let the guy go down like the Titanic, because that's what's happening right now on his own. Don't step in and send him a lifeline.
Okay, John, let me ask you this, though, just in defense of impeachment. Short term, I agree. Politically, winning an election, I agree. But look, Dr. Gina brought it up. I'll bring it up, too. They impeached Trump twice. Now, it's not about revenge for that. This is clearly something that they're going to use in the future. The next guy, whether it's Trump or whoever, is going to get impeached nine times. They're going to impeach him every other week. Mm-hmm. If we don't start getting in on that game, then where are we?
Well, I'd rather just win the election, because if you're successful, if you go ahead and you impeach Joe Biden and you remove him from office, it's not like in the California recall where you can replace him with someone who's better. You just be replacing him with Kamala Harris. And that gives her an opportunity to be an incumbent president running for re-election, which is a huge advantage. Why would you want to give that to her?
Doctor, what say you?
Well, Kamala's approval ratings are so in the tank, her own party doesn't even like her. I don't think Kamala is too much of a threat. And I also believe she's strongly impeachable. Remember that they impeached Trump over a phone call and a speech. There are legitimate concerns about Joe Biden committing treason by our invasion happening on our southern border, committing bribery in the money that he's taken from foreign nationals, even being caught on tape, as you'll remember, insisting on the firing of a Ukrainian prosecutor. The list goes on, not even to mention what we'll find during, I guess it's not called discovery, but during the trial itself regarding Hunter Biden's laptop. So those things need to be brought to light for the American people, if for no other reason. You know, John, all due respect, this isn't gambling. And the American people haven't been adequately informed of what's actually transpired, both with the Trump impeachment, which was a clown show, and also within the Biden administration and all the corruption. They would see that in an impeachment trial that I think is really important. And last but not least, my background's in psychology, thus the doctor. And when you look at human psychology, you have got to hit back, especially when you have legitimate grounds for doing so, as we do certainly with the Biden administration and with the Democrats and the elite in Washington, D.C. in general. It will expose them. That's critical.
We're going to change gears just a little bit here, because that whole psychology degree thing that the doctor has brings something up in my mind. Are we better off on the right with Kamala Harris as president or Joe Biden? Yes, Kamala Harris is obviously a detestable human being. That's not exactly news to anybody. But look, if I have to have an opponent, I would rather he be a half-functional adult like Joe Biden than at least a fully functional Kamala Harris. John, where am I wrong?
Well, ideologically, they're on the same page and they'd be controlled by the same people. The threat that she poses is that she could just be around a long time. I mean, Joe Biden, the only thing he's going to have to worry about in 3 years is that someone remembers to mow above him once a week. But the key is to knock Nancy Pelosi out of the speaker's chair in the House of Representatives. The most valuable player they have is Nancy Pelosi. The infrastructure bill wouldn't have passed without her. Any of the legislation that they hope to pass is not going to pass without her. If they lose the House, if the Democrats lose the House, she is gone as Speaker. And if she's gone as Speaker, he has zero chance of getting his agenda through the last 2 years of his term. And that is the important thing to do. Don't lose sight of that.
Doctor, would you rather have Joe Biden or Kamala Harris as commander-in-chief?
Well, I think that we have to think about more than party identity in this moment. Right now, we absolutely have a so-called commander-in-chief resident of the White House who is embarrassing us repeatedly on the national level. And you have to look at it from our foreign enemies' perspective and think that they are seeing this as the American people condoning the person that is in the White House. That's terrifying. As much of a cackling disaster and however unpopular she is, even with her own party, Kamala Harris, I believe, also will expose herself for what she is. She already has. She's still supposed to be in their honeymoon period. And here they are on record low approval ratings, both Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. She doesn't intimidate me one bit. And Speaker Trump sounds like a really good idea. If you look at Nancy Pelosi, she is also mentally disintegrating right before our eyes, only to be overshadowed, actually, by Joe Biden. So I don't think that there's anything too scary here. I'm not really intimidated by any of the three of them. And I think we fight our best fight first as Americans, and then to elect somebody without the cheating and without the bullying and without the sideshow that took place the last time, because we show them if you're going to play like that, you're going to have to play by your own rules. And that's why the impeachment issue is so critical.
Yeah. Look, there's always a good chance of Kamala Harris exposing herself. Dr. Gina Loudon, John Phillips, thank you both for joining me today.
Thanks for having us. Merry Christmas.
You bet. Woke cities. Burning cities. It's sad. We're going to talk about them next. But first, home title lock. Do you own a home? And here's how this works. I've told you before about home title lock, how you own a home and your title's online, and the cyber thieves, as we speak, they're looking for your home. They're looking for your title so they can hack into it, forge your signature on it, and wipe you out. If you get home title lock, they'll detect any tampering and stop it. But here's how this works. And I know, because I'm guilty of this, I'm not pointing fingers at anybody. You don't want to do it till it's too late. I don't want to go sign up for home title lock. And then you get burnt. And by then it's too late. They can't help you after it's happened. They can help you before it happens. Go to HomeTitleLock.com right now. Use the promo code radio and sign up and protect yourself. Protect yourself. All right. Cities, what's happening in them? We'll talk about it in just a second. Cities. Maybe you're a city person. Maybe you're watching me right now from the city. Maybe you're not. I know we have plenty of people in the country. I will tell you this, though. Maybe you hate cities. Maybe they're not your thing at all, and I get that. I love them both. I love the country, and I love cities. But you do have to understand that the cities of a nation, they're how other people identify the nation. They are. That's just the way it is. When foreigners think about America, they think about New York City. They think about Washington, D.C. They think about Chicago. That's how they think about it. Cities are an important reflection of the country as a whole. They always have been. They always will be. And it's not just that I'm concerned about the state, the current state of America's cities right now. I'm concerned about where they're heading. Did you see what they're doing in New York City? I kid you not. Democrats in New York City just voted to prohibit natural gas lines and new construction going forward. Going forward, the city is going to convert to being all electric. Let's just pause on that for just one moment. People understand where electricity comes from, right? That it actually doesn't come from that little plug you just plug right in the wall. Somewhere, someone's producing that electricity somehow, some way. And I've got news for you, New York. Those solar panels ain't going to cut it. That electricity must be produced, coal oftentimes, natural gas somewhere, but instead we have a city going all electric. This will cripple the city. It's going to cripple the economy. This is a disaster for the residents of the city. Going forward, no more natural gas lines, insanity. And I'll tell you what drives me most crazy about this. It's this little tidbit. The people who push for rules like this and pass rules like this, every single one of those scumbags has a natural gas line going into their homes. Every single one of them. Not one person who pushes for this is going to get cold in the wintertime when the winds start blowing down Madison Avenue. Not one of them. Philadelphia, oh, you think that's bad? On Philadelphia, get this. The school districts are now allowing students to identify as non-binary and change their gender on school forms. Look, let's just be honest. This is a mental health issue. We've officially reached mental health crisis time in the United States of America. Men cannot become women. Women cannot become men. And I don't care how much of society screams in my face that they can. That's simply a biological fact. I've had trust the science screamed at me 10,000 times over the last 2 years. Just because you lop your Johnson off does not make you a woman. This stuff is insanity. And what drives me crazy is we're talking about schools here. We're pushing this on to kids. Kids are still being molded. Kids can be influenced. We're telling kids this kind of madness is real. Look at this freak.
Trans women are women. Trans men are men. Science is real and Black Lives Matter. Love is love. No human is illegal. Women's rights are human rights. And women owe no one their femininity. Biological sex and gender identity are two completely different things. Who I am, my womanhood, everything in between, is not up for debate. I am agnostic, so that means I don't know what I believe in. I definitely am not religious.
Buddy, if you're going to be a woman, may I suggest you trim up the beard? Unless, of course, you're going to be an Italian one. My word. At least in this country, we do have governors like Heavy D down in Florida. Every other Republican's hiding under their bed. Heavy D's out there passing the Stop Woke Act.
And I think what you see now with the rise of this woke ideology is an attempt to really delegitimize our history and to delegitimize our institutions. And I view the wokeness as a form of cultural Marxism. They want to tear... They want to just, it's not just, you know, people say, oh, you know, they're leftists or socialists. It's not just like taxes and all that. Yeah, they do want that, and that's not good. But they really want to tear at the fabric of our society and our culture and things that really we've taken for granted, like the ability of parents to direct the upbringing of their kids.
Every single Republican in the United States of America should be talking like that. You want to talk about taxes, fine. But when they go into all this madness, they're going after your kids. They're going after the thing that binds this society, the American family. We had better fight back against it hard. All right, that's enough yuckiness. We have a great light in the mood tonight. Some ping pong violence out there. Now, I'm not kidding. Wait till you see it. Ping pong violence. But first, tomorrow. I understand what your day is going to consist of tomorrow. Or at least I know how it's going to begin. I know you're going to wake up in the morning and you're going to say, oh, man, that was a good night's sleep. Man, I can't wait to see Jesse Kelly tonight. I know that's how you think, and I certainly don't blame you. But you don't get to see me tomorrow night unless you go to thefirsttv.com/support and sign up. Tomorrow, we're doing a special you're going to enjoy on George Soros, but you got to go sign up first. Go to thefirsttv.com/support, and then you'll get to enjoy seeing me and all of our great talent here on The First tomorrow. TheFirstTV.com/support. We'll be back with Light in the Mood. You know what? I've never shared something with you as we go into Light in the Mood here. I know what you're saying. It's probably going to be something humble because I'm such a humble person. But actually, if I may, I can brag on myself for a second. I'm pretty good at ping pong. Now, I'm not expert level. I'm certainly not going to go pro anytime soon. Don't worry, I'm not going anywhere. I'll be right here bringing you the information every single night. Maybe I could go pro, though. I'm pretty good at ping pong. I can hit it out there. And so when I saw this video, I thought, man, maybe I shouldn't. All right. All right. See you tomorrow.
whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.